For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
As mentioned last week, lots of openings.
One right after the other. Christmas show, Christmas show, Christmas show. And I guess, well, first up, they're all starting together, it seems, but a Charlie Brown Christmas at Theater of Youth. I guess if you're of a certain age, you know what that is.
Always a lot of fun. Over the summer, went over to the Manny Fried Playhouse to see the Oasis Theater Company put on Desde el Puente. It's a series of, I think it was 10, maybe 12 little plays. Very funny.
And this will be the Christmas edition. Desde el Puente, the Christmas edition, and it's again at the Manny Fried Playhouse. Then just this weekend only, it has a very long title, but the first and last words are Farndale Christmas. And it is a comedy about a community theater putting on a Christmas carol, a totally fractured production. There are a number of fractured Christmas carol stories, because stories of doing a Christmas carol are legend among theater people. This is done often, all over the country, all over the world. People have their battle stories of doing Christmas carol. So this is a little guilty pleasure down at the Smith Theater with O'Connell and Company.
And while we're upbeat, let's talk about It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play. Now, someone asked me, why would you go to see a radio play? What is that?
Well, I think that if people are unfamiliar with the golden age of radio, there were always studio audiences. And the great pleasure of going to the radio studio and seeing the broadcast live was you saw how the sounds were being made. You saw how actors who would be totally inappropriate to play roles on the stage get away with it on radio. Everyone knows that you and I look like Tom Selleck and George Clooney, you know, in real life.
In real life.
Which is why we went into radio. But that's the fun of seeing the radio broadcast live, walking through the snow, the chimes, the sound of horse hooves, and actors playing multiple roles. It's delightful fun.
Well, looking at the list of actors who are going to put on It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play at Shea 710 Main Theater, it's going to be great. It has to be great.
That's always the hope.
But while we're talking about openings, something completely different for the holiday season is a rather dark comedy called Hell Cab.
Pollyanna Productions, which is something I don't know, but in association with American Repertory Theater of Western New York, which I do, on Amherst Street, next to Sportsman's Tavern. And this appeals to me.
I knew it would.
This is a Chicago cab driver picking up fares on Christmas Eve. So it's the little scenes with the fares that he gets, the drug dealer, the drunk, the randy couple, all of that as he takes people around to their destinations on Christmas Eve in Chicago, with Nick Lama playing the driver, and he's very funny.
Hell Cab. Well, speaking of various Christmas carols, there's one up at the Shaw starring Michael Terrio, who is the star of Me and My Girl. But then there's the old standard at the Alleyway.
35 years of Christmas Carol.
Really?
The homegrown production at the Alleyway Theater. In fact, I think that they're doing 3 special openings for it and inviting alumni back and so forth, a big celebration. 35, I'm going again. I don't know how many times I've seen their Christmas Carol, not every year, but this year I thought, let's do it again. And it's a very sweet version, and I think the distinction of Neil Raddus's version is that there's actually Christmas caroling.
And not to confuse everyone, but in addition to It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, over at the cemetery, yes indeed, Forest Lawn Cemetery, is a play they do every year, different characters. It was A Wonderful Life.
Where they take notable people buried in Forest Lawn Cemetery and they come back to life for Christmas and talk about Christmas memories and the wonderful lives that they had. It's actually quite uplifting and engaging. It's during the daytime. I know people think of theater as a nighttime activity. This is all matinees. You don't have to venture into the cemetery at night. And it's really nicely done. Joe Demmerly years ago devised it, and it changed a little bit each year in that beautiful little chapel.
And talk about a limited run. Tonight and Sunday only, Buffalo Opera Unlimited is putting on Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, which has a number of favorite Buffalo singers.
And I work in Rockwell Hall. It's at the Buffalo State College in the Performing Arts Center at Rockwell Hall, and I've seen the various set pieces coming in. This is quite ambitious, Buffalo Opera Unlimited.
Anthony, this caught my eye. Nietzsche's Bar on Allen Street is always doing something interesting in the arts community.
They are. They've got it all at Nietzsche's Pub.
But what is this show-up solo comedy?
Peter Michael Marino, who is a Buff State alum who has gone on to a career in New York and even London's West End, where he did a musical version of Desperately Seeking Susan, which bombed.
Oh.
Then he did a fabulous comedy about why and how it bombed. He does these solo shows, and he's hilarious. So he's come home to Nietzsche's and is going to do this one-man show, and it's December 7th at 8 o'clock at Nietzsche's on Allen Street.
Local boy makes good.
And local boy makes very funny, yes.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.